back to Bubblegum Kim Podcast. My name is Kimberly Andrus, and joining me today is Megan Lee. Megan Lee is the founder and owner of online boutique Clustered. Aside from her business, she enjoys traveling, snowboarding, and attending many concerts. Her brand is to inspire all her trendsetters, jet setters, and goal getters.
Hey guys.
How are you feeling, Megan?
A little nervous.
It's okay. Everyone is always so nervous, especially when there's a mic in front of them for some reason.
It's so weird because I talk to you every day, but it's just, yeah, definitely different.
Yeah. Today, I'm really excited to talk about Clustered Clothing and our recap on Magic, which we attended last week. And for those of you who don't know what Magic is a fashion convention held here in Las Vegas, Nevada, over at the Las Vegas Convention Center. It was a lot of fun. I got to pretend play intern with so Megan Lee. I know. And we got to see all these amazing brands and
create content.
And, you know, she was able to purchase a ton of new stuff. So let's talk.
Let's do it.
So why don't you share with us where it all began? Where did Clustered come from and what motivated you or really inspired you to start an online boutique?
I guess it started when I launched my fashion blog.
Okay.
I just wanted a place where I could write what I was wearing, where I got everything from. And I got a lot of positive feedback from it.
Well, you have like a really great sense of style. And I think that, yeah, like a lot of people love that. And it's very bold. I feel like your style is pretty bold and super trendy.
Bold and edgy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after the fashion blog, I kind of had the idea of giving people a place where they could shop in my closet.
Right.
And I wanted to do stuff like Poshmark and whatnot. But then I like
were you ever
bigger.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. With your online store, obviously.
Right.
Wait, but going back, did you use Poshmark or do you still use Poshmark now?
I did use Poshmark for very little bit. It didn't last long. Like, I wanted something bigger. I always wanted something bigger. And, like, that just wasn't for me. And I'm not hating on it or anything, but I wanted my own website and have, like throw in my own vibe to it, I guess. So, I think it was like a couple of my friends that they were modeling for Magic and I had no idea what it was. And after figuring out what it was, I was asking around so many people like how I could get in and whatnot and if people had extra badges that they could give me. And my friend on her last day of working the event, she found a badge actually and gave it to me. So I went in there. It was the last day. I think it was the last 2 hours of the event.
Oh my gosh.
I walked around the whole place by myself. I was so inspired because everyone in the convention is like obviously like in fashion and very like-minded people. And yeah, like just seeing all the styles and trends really motivated me to start my own brand.
And then did that pretty much started the beginning of Clustered Clothing, right?
Yeah. So I thought going into there, I could purchase what I want at the spot.
Just for you.
Right. But every vendor that I went to, like, asked for my business license or if I had a card and all that, and like all the credentials that we needed. And I did it. And that was kind of a reality check for me that, like, I need to have my own, like, have a business license, like an actual running business to do everything. So after Magic, I went to the drawing board, figure out what kind of niche I was going for. And after figuring out my name and everything, I applied for a business license.
Okay, now the name Clustered. How did you come up with something like that? I feel like that's super unique.
Honestly, it was just a state of mind that I was in.
Okay.
Like, I had so many different ideas for my business, like going back and forth. And like sometimes I wanted to give up because I felt like this dream was just too big for me. But and I kept saying like, oh, my God, this is just a clusterfuck, blah, blah, blah. Sorry for cussing. But yeah, like Clustered, just that word stuck out to me. And I like kept hearing people say like that word. And I don't know, it was like edgy and unique and it just seemed like it would just go with everything that I wanted to do because I didn't want to do just one style for my brand. I wanted a whole bunch of styles, you know?
Yeah, I can see it. And I think that Clustered is a really great name for your website and, you know, your brand overall.
Right.
So tell me, how do you, where do you get your vision from? Like, what inspires you to choose the items that you choose? Because there's so many things out there and there's so many things to like to choose from. And I think like every online boutique has, you know, a sense of direction of what, where they want to go. So what inspires you to choose the items that you choose?
Traveling truly inspires me because I think different countries are like either ahead of style,
right,
behind style, or in a different, completely different style.
Oh yeah, different level.
Yeah, different level of style. Like I remember going to Beijing and everyone was just so high fashion. Like I never felt out of place in my life. But yeah, so traveling inspires me. Like people truly inspire me. Personalities inspire me. Our friends, like celebrities, all, like everybody, like is a true inspiration of like what kind of pieces I choose for Clustered. It's Clustered's essentially like a whole Clustered of styles. So yeah.
And 100%, I think that just clothes in general really tell a story of a person and their personality. And it's like really cool to see like maybe one shirt that I wear tells a different story than something that another person might be wearing, right, or maybe the same exact shirt that I'm wearing, yet they're dressing it up a little different. So fashion is like style really, really
says a lot about a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's great to have like variety on a website for them to just like browse
through. A lot of the pieces that I do have on Clustered, like you could dress up or you can dress down.
Yeah.
And a lot of the pieces are, I feel, are pretty timeless.
Yeah, like, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I think clothes are somewhat of like an investment.
And 100%.
I don't want people to like waste their money on a piece that they're just going to wear one time.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really great, like the options that you have, because like you said, you can either dress it up or dress it down. And
there's something for everybody. And 100%. That's like really what I'm trying to go for.
Yeah, especially for that working
girl, the punk rock girl.
Yeah.
Girly girl, like whatever. I really just want to be like a one-stop shop for all, where you could get like the current trends or like old trends or like trends that haven't even started.
Yeah, I think like the combination of both old styles and new styles are such a great thing to have, especially if you can combine it into like one t-shirt, right, or like one dress, one sweater, whatever it is.
It's all about mixing and matching.
I know. Yeah, I really like that.
That's
how
people get, like, that's where this word style comes from.
Right.
Fashion is what you buy. Style is what you
make out of it. Yeah. Yeah. Which is like really fun. I think that obviously I think everyone thinks the same is what you wear and how you put an outfit together pretty much goes based off your personality.
Right.
And I think that overall your online store and, you know, the items that you choose is pretty much kind of like your personality, but
for sure,
it's also everyone else's in a sense, because pretty much piece by piece it can play out to tell a person's personality.
Right.
Yeah. Which is nice. I like it. I mean, I enjoy wearing Clustered.
You're my biggest fan.
For sure. Yeah. When you started Clustered, you were in your early 20s. And I mean, you're still pretty young. So what is it like being a young business owner and walking into like places like the Magic Convention and having to speak to these people about, you know, purchasing product for your store? Is it intimidating or?
God, it was so intimidating because I was going there by myself for my first season at Magic, and I had no idea what I was doing or what I would say or how it even works. So I kind of just went into a booth that I was interested in and like started picking a bunch of styles that I liked and like I wanted to carry, and like they would just ask me questions and like I would just like wing it, like my first Magic, like I was just winging the whole thing, like just trying to act so much older than I am, so much more like experienced that I am. Right. But being young, I feel like being a young entrepreneur is, I guess, like a blessing and a curse. Like it's so great that you're starting young and like you have so much time ahead of you, like to learn and I feel like you're more adaptable to learn new ways as well. But at the same time,
it's nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking, and yeah. It just sucks being like the underdog.
Right. And you said you went there by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I feel like I would be so intimidated and scared. Oh, well, basically because, I mean, there's not a list of questions that you would ask.
Right. And at the time, I had no idea what I was doing. So right. I was just grabbing a bunch of items, just spending my money. Right. Like, it was just... It was definitely a learning experience my first year.
Yeah, and I mean now obviously I was able to go to 2 shows with you, and I feel like you're a pro. Like you know exactly what to do and what you're looking for, which is like really awesome. And I think obviously like taking that first step is pretty much like the scariest step mm-hmm. anyone can ever take, whether you are starting a business or any type right. of new project in
and
your life.
And I'm telling all you guys out there, like, just take that first step, like, no matter how scary it is, because you'll, like, adapt to the situation right. and, like, you'll learn, like, everything you do, like, is just a learning experience. And if you don't, like, step outside your boundaries, then you just... Like,
you'll
are you
never
really,
learn.
Yeah, you'll yeah. never learn. And are you really, like, fulfilling the life that you want to live?
Right. Like, we all have these dreams and these goals. And it's, like, it's an amazing idea.
Right. Whether you fail or not, like, just go for it.
Right. Because you never know what you can make out of it or
exactly.
how you can grow from that. And, mm-hmm. I mean, look at you from sneaking into magic using someone else's badge to, you know, going there with your own badge, you know, representing your brand.
Right.
Like shopping for your online store, which is amazing. So it's if you never took that step, you'd probably still be sneaking into magic.
Still be a nobody.
which is good. Like good for you. And I think that's a really great message to share with a lot of people, because people are scared of taking the first step, whether it is starting a store or starting a new project or
moving
just something so simple.
Place. Like right. anything. Like just take that first step. Right. I can't stress that enough. I tell everybody to chase their dreams, and like I live by that so hard. Like
yeah, and
I just wish like more people would just chase their dreams.
Yeah, and it's good that you recognize that at a young age, because like look how far mm-hmm. you've come. You've had Clustered now for how many years?
I'm going on 2 years.
2 years, and look how successful you've become from it, and how much you've grown so far, which is really nice. And so you went to college, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Right. And why don't you tell us about that? Because you said you went to college for fashion, correct?
Right.
Okay.
So after high school, I love fashion, but I didn't think I was going to pursue that as a career.
Okay.
So I went to UNLV, I did nursing, and then I changed to biology.
Wow. I had no idea.
Yeah. I went to biology, and then I joined my sorority.
Uh-huh.
And then being in a sorority, like, you just start to care more of what you look like. And, like, I think that's what, like, really got me into fashion as well. And, after biology, I think I switched to, like, business and mm-hmm. then, like, journalism. And then finally I was like, okay, that's it, I'm gonna go and do fashion. Like that's what I came to love after all that trial and error. And I went to fashion school in San Francisco. It was online at the Art Institute of San Francisco, and did that for a semester. I enjoyed it, but it wasn't what I
expected it to be. Okay.
Yeah. So I came back to UNLV and I did journalism again. Mm-hmm. But then after all that, I was like, you know what, like, I'm gonna give myself like time off to like figure out what I want to do, because at this point I'm just wasting my money,
right?
And
pretty much time, essentially,
for sure wasting my time. So I took a year off, and after I left college, or gave myself a break from college, I made a promise to myself that I'm going to make something out of myself. I'm going to be successful if this is the route I'm going to take. I just dropped out of college, and then I've been figuring it out ever since.
And I mean, you've been taking the steps. I mean, I feel like you have been taking the right steps. I'm sure like you've hit some walls.
I've hit a lot of walls. Like I have gone, like I've been to rock bottom. Like I had no idea what I was doing. But, like, as I said, like, just taking that step and, like, you just have to promise to yourself that you aren't going to fail. Like, you won't allow yourself to fail. So, yeah, I started working with you.
Yeah.
That's how we met. And, like, I was able to, like, save my money and eventually, like, start a brand.
No, yeah, I totally get it. When one door closes as far as, like, college, you close that chapter in your life, another one opens. And I think that when people hit rock bottom, it's because – I mean, I guess they lose a sense of purpose.
Right. And, okay, I'm all for education. I'm all for college if that's right. The route you want to take. But, like, college, the reality of it, college isn't for everybody. Nowadays, I feel like you could truly learn anything you want to.
Exactly. Through life.
Through life.
Right.
Like, on the internet, like, through your own mistakes, you know, like, through other people. So, and especially, like, being more creative, like, I think that dropping out of school was one of the best decisions
for you.
For me.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, obviously, like you said, education is very important, and it's an amazing to have that type of background on your resume. However, I think that with the world that we are walking in right now, it's not very necessary in a sense, especially, I mean, you're an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are many entrepreneurs out there who didn't graduate college. So I think you're fine. And I definitely think that you're on the right path. Working on the growth of your business, I'm sure, like, you've ran through so many, like, frustrations and all of that. So, like, tell me about that.
It's definitely tested my patience.
Oh my gosh. I could only imagine. I feel like project really, like, tests your patience.
Right. And I feel like, I don't know, my biggest frustration, I guess, was, like, having expectations but not meeting it. Like, the reality of a business, and I'm sure, like, everyone that has started a business knows this, but, like, when you launch your business, you don't make a profit, like, right away. Like, some businesses do, like, great for them, but when I started this, I was like, I'm gonna be so successful the first year,
which, like, is, like, a great mindset to have.
Right. And it all starts with your mindset, right? So I guess, yeah, my only frustration is just, like, not exceeding my expectations and, like just, like, seeing the reality of running a business. Like, I had no idea, like, how much work was
– how much work you were going to have to put into it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, it's so much, like, so many, like, tedious things that you have to do. And
100%.
Yeah, I guess that's, like, my – only frustration,
especially if you are a perfectionist, which you
I'm such a perfectionist, and I for the most part, besides, like, with the help of you, like, I do it on my own,
right?
So it's just a lot sometimes.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I feel that you have really accomplished a lot.
Thank you.
With being, you know, a young business owner, and, like, yeah, like you said, it is very tedious.
Yeah, for, like, sure.
When I started this Blow Pumpkin podcast, like, I had no idea, like, all of the little things that I needed. I honestly thought I just needed, like, my equipment and something to talk
and
about
have
it.
Fun, right?
Right. Exactly. However, no, that's not the case. There's so many back.
I remember you telling me you're throwing your glasses to the wall.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Like, frustration will definitely get the best of you. And for me, I would chuck my glasses at the wall. It was, like, awful.
At least 5 times a day.
Oh, 100%. But, I mean,
it's all worth it.
It's 100%. It's all worth it at the very end. And it's, like, 2 years in.
Yeah.
And you've grown so much. And I feel that I hear more and more people talk about Clustered.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm excited for, like, the new products that you got at Magic.
Thanks.
Like, you purchase, like, that's,
I'm so excited for them, guys. You guys,
yeah, you guys are gonna love it. 100%. I was there walking around with her and helping her shop, and she really grabbed some really great items for her website.
So stay tuned for our fall collection.
Yeah. So do you have any advice for anyone who is starting up their online store or any new project? Or, like, taking a new step or new adventure in their life. Like, do you have any advice for them?
I guess my advice would be that no dream is too big.
Right.
To really, like, be honest with yourself. be honest if like what you want to pursue is what you truly love. It like really sparks like a fire in you. And if it does, then I think that you should go full force on it. Like, don't hold back. Don't let anyone's opinion hold you back on your dreams. And yeah, like really just give what you want your all. And whether you feel like, don't let the fear of like failing like hold you back from what you love to do.
Right. Or stop you from doing anything that
exactly
you would want to do or hope to do.
Yeah. And like to hold yourself accountable.
Right.
For, I don't know, like to hold yourself accountable for what you have to do to get yourself to where you want to be.
Right. Whatever your vision is, really. Right. So, well, how do you hold yourself accountable?
Do you, okay, well, what do you do? Do you like write things down? No. Do you use your phone
as a key point of like putting notes in, scheduling?
I hold myself accountable but with working, like waking up in the morning. Okay. And working for a minimum of like 3 hours before I allow myself to go run errands for the day. And then once I'm back doing my errands, like the work doesn't stop for me.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, I just currently I am in a routine because I want to grow my brand.
Right.
I know I mentioned not getting into a routine earlier, but I'm in a routine right now because I want, like, I have a vision and I have a goal and I
right.
know where I want to be in the future. So have a to-do list and make sure that your to-do list is realistic and like that you cross them off every day and put aside all your distractions and bullshit and just focus, like, do you for you.
Right. And I think that's important, like with anything that you do, whether it is starting a business or just like for your own self-health, really, like right. making sure that you're doing things that are for you and that is beneficial for.
And I think that's like the biggest motivation, like, of all time. Like, you don't want to fail.
Right.
You know, so why are you cheating yourself?
Right. I think that a lot of people who have these great ideas and they see it as a dream and who haven't like stepped into it yet, I think that they all have like a sense of fear of failing.
Yeah, but like what comes with that is like you cheating yourself. Like, you get what you put into your work, you
right.
know? And it really annoys me when people like expect like
the world
right. with when you're not putting in the work that you know you should be putting in,
yeah,
to get to where you want to be.
100%. And I think that procrastination definitely plays a huge part on really everything, like mm-hmm. in life in general. And did you ever feel that you were at a point in life where you were procrastinating a lot over fear or
definitely
just not being organized in your life?
Yeah, I definitely procrastinated a lot when I didn't know what I really wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
So I was just wasting time, essentially. Yeah. And
how did you break free from that? Like, obviously, I know that you wanted to create this brand of Clustered. However, like, what really, like, motivated you to stick to that routine? Because I'm sure, like, yeah, you set a routine, you do it for like 2 weeks straight, and then mm-hmm. did you have any like downfalls where you kind of broke out of the routine and it was hard for you to come back?
I guess when I was like starting to get in this routine, mm-hmm. it took a while for me to like not break from the routine.
Yeah.
And I broke from it because I feel like, I don't know, like just one day is just like, you just think like you really like are honest with yourself and like think like, okay, what is really important to my life? What is gonna help me in the future? And does any of these things that I'm focusing on now, like, will they help me in my future and whatnot? And once like I really think like it's your mindset.
Really a
mindset, like,
right?
I want it so bad, like, right. Maybe it's because I look at my dream board every day. Like, I don't know. But I just want, like, this, like, cluster. Like, it's my baby. Like, I want it to be, I don't know.
You want it to be successful.
Yeah.
You want it, it's something that's important to you, and it's like how you want to, it's pretty much your career goal.
Yeah. And yeah, it really helps when you, I guess, like, it started, like, I was watching a lot of YouTube and, like, seeing and reading, like, what a lot of successful people do in the morning, like, what their morning routines in it, yeah, routines are. And I incorporated that in my daily routine, and it truly helps, like, waking up, doing your bed, changing so you're not in your pajamas, and having your workspace, like, clean and, like, ready, like, writing down your goals, writing down your, just what you want to manifest in your future. And it, like, by doing that, it really helped
help you get to where you are.
A clear vision. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I 100% agree. I think that, I mean, having a vision board and, like, or having a dream board is, like, really important, because it helps you, it kind of guides you to mm-hmm. get to where you want to be, mm-hmm. because obviously you have a vision and you want to see it happen.
And I know where I don't want to be as exactly. well. And I just, like, know what I don't want in life.
Right.
So that also pushed me to quit with my bullshit.
Yeah, of course. Just do it.
Just do it. Yeah. Like, what is holding you back? Like, money comes back. Family and friends will always be there.
So what's next for you? I'm really excited to, like, you know, I'm excited to see what's next. And, you know, what's your five-year plan?
Essentially, I want to be a one-stop shop for all. I want to have shoes, accessories. I want to start catering to men's clothing as well. Mm-hmm. I just want to continue growing my brand, and I hope in the 5 years, like, it will at least be global name Clustered.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And I think obviously Clustered has, like, a great ring to it, but starting up men's clothing, I think that's, like, really exciting. When do you think that you're gonna start catering to men? Do you think it'll be
hopefully sooner than my 5 years?
What do you think will motivate you to get everything done within the 5 years?
My biggest motivation, obviously, aside from, like, family and wanting a better life for them, but what motivates me is my fear of being stuck. For example, being stuck at a job I don't like, being stuck in a date, like, a boring daily routine, or being, I don't know, stuck feeling like I don't have time or the financial freedom to do what I want in life.
Right.
And therefore, I want to create something, like, bigger than myself, you know, like, yeah. I want to, like, be in a place where I'm living my best life. I'm being I'm happy, and I don't know,
doing something that you love,
doing something that I love. And also my desire to make my dreams a reality is what motivates me a lot as well.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that a lot of people obviously can relate to that, whether they are trying to start an online store or
right.
just life in general.
Right.
I think that we 100% always get stuck in the same routine, mm-hmm. which, I mean, it's not our fault.
It's
just a routine.
Right.
And it's not bad. However, I think, like, breaking free from that is very important, whether right. you try to start up a new activity or, you know, mm-hmm. just really stepping out of your comfort zone is so important, especially if you are a person who likes comfort.
Right.
Because how are you going to learn? Like, how right. are you going to grow?
Exactly. Like, I don't want to live, like, this cookie cutter life.
Right. But yeah. Oh my God. Well, thank you so much for joining me today and talking about your business.
This is so fun.
I know. I absolutely love it. And obviously, you know that I am such a huge fan of Clustered and just you in general. And I'm really excited to see your business grow and, like, see what's in store for Clustered and just, like, you in general.
Thanks.
I know there's a lot for us to look forward to. Tell us where we can find you and your clothing brand.
You can find my clothing brand on Instagram at shopclustered, and the website for my shop is www.shopclustered.com. And if you want to get a peek of my personal life, it's at Megan Lee, MEGANLYYY.
Yes. So thank you again so much. And yeah, don't forget to follow Megan on both her personal social media outlets as well as her business outlets. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and review this podcast. And I hope you all come back and listen some more for next week's episode.